Well, let's try this one more time. Christ is risen. Hallelujah. There you go. We got it. Today, I want to invite you to listen in to an Easter letter from this grandfather to his grandsons. Four grandsons, to be precise, ranging in ages from 6 years to 5 months. Just to give a little focus on this, the names of my grandsons are Felix, Theo, Winston, and Sebastian. And while this may be envisioned as a loving letter from a grandfather to his grandsons, it really is a message for all of God's children, regardless of age. So please listen in as well. My dear grandsons, today is a wonderful day. It is a day to celebrate, a day of being with the family, Easter dinner, looking for baskets filled with colored grass, jelly beans, chocolate rabbits, marshmallow peeps, and some gifts. Spring is here. You can even smell it in the air. Just go ahead, take a deep breath. Look around you and you see signs of new life as winter's icy covering has given way to the warmth of the sun. How welcoming it is to see the budding trees, the daffodils and the tulips, the flowers that we have here behind me. It's a new beginning, a new world. And as you, my grandsons, make your way with those first steps in life. But behind all these amazing things that Easter brings is a story I hope that you will hold close to your hearts for all of your days. For today, we celebrate God's awesome love. You see, a long time ago, when God created people, he knew we couldn't exist together without a few basic rules. So he gave us the Ten Commandments to govern our lives. Three of those commandments have to do with our relationship with God, and the other seven deal with the way in which we live with each other in community. God did not intend for these commandments to be a burden for us. It was an agreement that God had made. But we kept breaking these agreements because we can become so hard-headed and stubborn, just like your grandpa. God knew that it was good for us, but sometimes we thought we knew better. And that would always get us into trouble. When I was young, my Uncle Bill came for a rare visit. It was always a special time when he could stay with us. And when he was preparing to go home, he had asked my parents, or your great-grandparents, if I could come back with him to visit my cousins for a couple of days. Did I want to go? Oh, you bet. But it also meant that I would miss a couple of school days. And I'd already missed several days because I'd been sick. So when your grandparents, great-grandparents said no to me, your grandpa, I got pretty upset. I stormed off to my room, slammed the door, and felt sorry for myself for the rest of the night. I was so angry that when Uncle Bill came back to talk with me, I wouldn't even say a word to him. I didn't even say goodbye. Now, wasn't that a silly, stubborn thing to do? I'm sure my behavior was disappointing to my mom and dad, and especially upsetting to my Uncle Bill. But you know what? They still love me in spite of my temper tantrum. Likewise, God has been disappointed and upset with his people when they refuse to follow his way. Sometimes he would get angry, but his love for his people would never diminish. God would try to speak to his people, but they wouldn't listen. He sent special messengers called prophets, and they wouldn't listen to them. So one day, God decided to send his son, Jesus, to us. Now, Jesus was very special. He told really neat stories called parables. He taught people about God's love. He did miracles like walking on water, healing the sick, and feeding a very large crowd with just a few loaves and fishes. He showed us how to live by loving each other. But there were some people that didn't like what Jesus was saying. They felt threatened by his message of God's love, so they made up stories about him, and they put him to death. That day that he dies is called Good Friday. It's good because Jesus is God's way of showing us just how much he loved us, even though we nailed him to the cross. When Jesus died, his body was placed in a tomb, and his followers all scattered and hid because they were afraid. And so that's what brings us to Easter Day, the Queen of Feasts. On the third day, Mary went to the tomb and saw that it was empty. She was frightened, and she ran to the disciples. And when she said this, two of Jesus' followers, Peter and John, ran to the tomb with her and discovered it to be just as Mary had told them. Jesus wasn't there. His body was missing. Peter went all the way into the tomb, but he still couldn't figure it out. But then the story tells us that John, when he walked in, knew what had happened, and he believed. Because you see, Jesus had told them all about these things. John remembered. But here's even a bigger surprise. There was Mary standing and looking into the tomb when she sees two angels who ask her why she is crying. And she explains to them her sadness because the body of Jesus is gone. And as she turns around, she sees a figure standing there next to her, asking the same question, "Woman, why are you crying?" And when she begins to explain herself, the person that she imagined was the gardener was really Jesus. And the moment that Jesus spoke her name, Mary, she knew instantly it was Jesus, and she responded with so much excitement, saying, "Rabbi." That's when she realizes Jesus is not dead, but alive. So what's so special about this day, boys? It's special because Jesus rose from the dead. So what I want to share with you is that there are three things that I see that I want you to grab onto in this Easter message. One day you will learn a little song, and perhaps maybe Felix and perhaps Theo, maybe you've already learned it. But it was a song that I sang as a child and still sing today. And when I ministered to many congregations and to a nursing home, the adults there loved to sing it too. It's called "Jesus Loves Me." God has made you special, Felix, Theo, Winston, and Sebastian. You are as unique as a thumbprint. Your grandfather thinks you're special too. But you and I are not the only people in this world. God's love is for all people. Therefore, A, even though there may be those whom you will not like, you are still called to love them. B, practice patience and tolerance with others. By learning how other people live will help you to more fully understand who you are. C, be respectful to those in places of authority, your parents, teachers, and caring to those who are less fortunate than you. D, err on the side of love. E, forgive as you have been forgiven, for it is a daily part of Christian living. It takes a tremendous amount of energy and time to hold on to grudges and anger towards others and hateful thoughts. Your grandfather lost many years in precious relationships because, as you know, I've already said, I can be stubborn too, holding on to hurtful thoughts instead of letting go and forgiving. And even though sometimes it may seem too difficult to overcome, remember, with God, all things are possible. It really is. And I am living proof of what forgiveness can do. You will also find special people in your life who will reflect the love of Jesus, and they will help you on your journey and give you strength and assurance. God will speak to you through them. Number two, Easter means we don't need to be afraid because God is always with us. There are a lot of good things in this world, and I hope your life will be filled with them. But there are also some pretty dark, scary places, too. Sometimes there will be uncertainty. But just remember that God is always with you. When you find yourself in a situation that you may cause you to be afraid, hold on to this faith with all your might. God is with you. Pray and memorize some of the verses of the Bible that will give you strength and remind you of God's presence. For your grandpa, Psalm 23 and Psalm 121 are two of his favorite passages. The Easter story reminds us not to be afraid. God will lead you where you need to be. And we hear those words, "Do not be afraid," over and over and over again in the Gospels, the stories of Jesus. Finally, Easter means that we will live forever with Jesus. One of the hardest things one can do is to say goodbye. But as you will learn, all life is cyclical. That means there is a beginning and an end. And there will be a time when I, your grandpa, will not be able to be with you. But you can always be assured of this, and that I will love you forever. And when I am gone, I will still be upon your hearts. But one day, know this, and I do know this, we will be together again. That is God's promise for us, and I believe that with all of my heart. So that's what Easter is all about, my little friends. I look forward to sharing many moments with you, perhaps reading a story at bedtime or playing catch or whatever may suit your fancy. I especially look forward to seeing where God may lead you and how this Easter story will transform your lives. Happy Easter, boys. May the alleluias we sing this day be upon your hearts and upon your minds. You are all a blessing. Love always. Big Papa. Amen.